USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey pulled out of plans to attend the 13th annual Hispanic Heritage Month celebration in Union City, New Jersey on Sunday, just 2 days after he was indicted on federal corruption charges. The New Jersey Advance reported that Menendez hosts the celebration every year in his hometown of Union City. The Democratic senator's office did not immediately respond to inquiries seeking information on why Menendez bailed out of Sunday's plans. Six people are dead, including three children, after a train crashed into a car crossing railroad tracks in Hillsborough County, Florida, on Saturday evening. A group in an SUV was on their way to a quinceañera at a home just across the railroad tracks when the train crashed into them at around 6:45 p.m. Four males and three females were in the car, some of them children, according to the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office. A witness parked by the tracks honked their horn to try to get the group's attention and indicated that the train's engineer sounded his horn as well, as he tried to slow down the train but was unable to avoid the crash. GOP lawmakers are working through the weekend in hopes of avoiding a government shutdown.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters yesterday he's optimistic that sort of a deal will be worked out ahead of the September 30th deadline. Congressman Dan Kilby of Michigan says McCarthy simply needs to compromise.
Why Speaker McCarthy can't just take a page out of recent history and realize that it takes compromise. It's going to take Democrats and Republicans to do the final deal. Let's just do it now.
I'm Corey Myers.
Monday's Powerball jackpot drawing will be worth an estimated $785 million, coming after no one claimed the prize following Saturday night's drawing when it was $725 million. If there's a winner Monday night, he or she will be able to choose between taking the full prize payout in installments over 29 years or taking a lump sum payment estimated at $367 million before taxes. This is USA News.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-208-8642. 800-208-8642. 800-208-8642. That's 800-208-8642.
The transportation company that owns the bus involved in a fatal crash in New York last week while bringing high school students to a band camp was listed as an unacceptable operator by the state after failing several safety inspections since 2022. Two teachers were killed and multiple students injured in that crash. The Biden administration has unveiled new proposals to remove medical bills from credit reports. White House officials this week said that medical debt has lowered people's credit scores, which affects their ability to buy a home, get a mortgage or own a small business. If the rule is finalized, consumer credit companies would be barred from including medical debt and collection information on reports that creditors use to make underwriting decisions. Ophelia weakened into a post-tropical cyclone late Saturday night as the storm continues to move north. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to 25 miles per hour with higher gusts. Ophelia's remnants will move north-northeast, generally up the Interstate 95 corridor before exiting offshore sometime tonight or early tomorrow. There will be very little change in strength over the next day or so. In one of the most lopsided games in NFL history today, the Miami Dolphins pummeled the Denver Broncos 70-20 as the league's best offense went berserk in its home opener. The point total marked the franchise record and was the most points any NFL team had scored since Washington scored 72 against the New York Giants in 1966. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.